Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so get this right. Today, we're diving into a story that's a little bit different than our usual fare.
Okay.
We're taking a break from the world of algorithms and market trends and all that to explore something that hits a little closer to home, literally. Yeah. We're talking about the nightmare neighbor.
Oh, wow.
That elusive creature that can turn a peaceful abode into, a living hell.
Yeah, the age-old tension between, individual rights and communal living.
Right.
It's a fascinating dynamic and one that often leads to conflict, especially when property lines are involved.
Yeah, you're telling me. Our source material for this deep dive is a letter written to a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors.
Okay.
And let me assure you, this story lives up to the name. We're going to unpack this tale of escalating tension, questionable sanity, and ultimately forced displacement.
Wow.
So imagine this. You've just scored a charming row house in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Everything's looking upright. When the house next door gets slated for demolition, more sunlight, maybe even a little extra space. Sounds pretty idyllic, right?
Yeah, demolition can definitely disrupt the established order of a neighborhood.
Right.
Create a void, literally and figuratively, which can trigger unpredictable behaviors in the people who remain.
Yeah, and unpredictable is putting it mildly. Once the dust settles, enter stage left, the neighbor from hell. This guy is described as middle-aged with a perpetual squint and a wardrobe that screams military surplus store.
Uh-huh.
He keeps to himself mostly, squatting in the house across the street, his yard, a veritable junkyard of questionable treasures.
Mm-hmm.
You get the feeling spaceship parts might be involved.
That's interesting how the writer immediately emphasizes his otherness even before the real conflict begins. This speaks to our innate tendency to categorize people based on appearances and social norms. We instinctively create mental shortcuts to navigate our social world, and sometimes those shortcuts lead to biases and assumptions.
It's like we're hardwired to be suspicious of anyone who doesn't quite fit the mold, right?
Yeah.
And in this case, that sense of otherness just amps up the creep factor as the story unfolds. So remember that vacant lot next to our writer's house, the one that was supposed to be a beacon of sunshine and possibility. Well, our squinting friend decides to claim it as his own personal dumping ground. And we're not talking garden waste here, folks. We're talking human waste.
Oh, wow.
Buckets of it.
That's taking territorial marking to a whole new level. It's a primal act meant to establish dominance and assert ownership. But in this context, it's also a blatant disregard for social norms and basic sanitation.
Yeah.
It suggests a disconnect, perhaps even a hostility towards the community at large.
It's like he's deliberately trying to provoke a reaction, right?
Right.
So naturally, our writer tries to be reasonable. She approaches him politely, mentions the, shall we say, aromatic situation, and suggests that perhaps a toilet might be a more appropriate receptacle for such deposits.
A perfectly rational approach. However, in these situations, direct confrontation can sometimes backfire. It can be interpreted as a challenge to their perceived authority, triggering a defensive and often aggressive response.
Oh, there's definitely aggression. The neighbor basically tells her to get lost, muttering something about nobody telling him what to do on his property. You can practically feel the bad breath through the letter.
That's a classic power play. By refusing to engage in dialogue and asserting control over the disputed territory, he's attempting to establish dominance. He's drawing a line in the sand, so to speak, and daring her to cross it.
And believe me, this line in the sand is not one you want to cross.
Yeah.
So our writer tries a less confrontational approach. She posts a polite note asking him to refrain from using the lot as his personal toilet. But you know what they say about good fences and good neighbors. Well, this guy throws that adage right out the window. He rips down her note and replaces it with a hand-painted sign that simply reads, "My property."
That sign is a declaration of war. It's a blatant rejection of any boundaries or shared responsibilities. He's staking his claim, literally and figuratively, and signaling his intent to
bad breath, buckets of you-know-what, and a hand-painted sign that screams, "Crazy neighbor." What could possibly escalate this situation, you ask?
Oh, boy.
Well, stay tuned, because things are about to get a whole lot weirder. All right, so we left off with our writer facing down a neighbor who's clearly crossed the line from eccentric to, well, downright disturbing.
Mm.
But as they say, the plot thickens. She's tried being reasonable, appealing to a sense of community, even resorting to polite signage. But our friend with the squint and the "my property" sign is not one to be deterred.
Yeah, it's a classic escalation pattern we see in these types of neighbor disputes. The individual feels a sense of power and control through these antagonistic actions. And as their behavior goes unchecked, they become emboldened, pushing the boundaries further and further.
So what does she do? She's dealing with a human, waste-dumping, property-claiming, sign-wielding neighbor who seems to exist outside the realm of normal social conventions. It's like she's trapped in a suburban horror movie.
It's understandable that she'd feel trapped and violated. Her home, which should be a sanctuary, has become a battleground. And this is where the psychological impact of these situations really comes into play.
Okay, so let's dive into that. You mentioned this escalation pattern. What's going on in the mind of someone like this neighbor? Is he just a grumpy old man, or is there something more serious at play? I mean, the human waste thing is just beyond.
Well, it's impossible to diagnose anyone from afar, but his behavior definitely raises some red flags. The hoarding, the extreme territoriality, the escalating aggression, the complete lack of empathy. These could be signs of a personality disorder, perhaps even a delusional disorder.
Delusional disorder. That sounds intense. What does that actually mean?
It's a mental health condition where someone experiences persistent fixed beliefs that are not based in reality. In this case, the neighbor might genuinely believe he has a legitimate claim to the vacant lot, that it's an extension of his own property, despite all evidence to the contrary.
So he's created his own reality, his own set of rules that he feels justified in enforcing, even if they completely clash with societal norms and laws.
Yeah.
That's both fascinating and terrifying. No wonder our writer is having such a hard time reasoning with him.
Exactly. And that's why these situations can be so challenging to resolve. You're not dealing with someone who's simply being difficult or inconsiderate. You're dealing with someone whose perception of reality is fundamentally different from your own.
So back to our writer, what does she do when reasoning fails and the neighbor's behavior escalates? Because it does escalate.
Right? Oh, it absolutely escalates. And this is where things take an even darker turn. Remember how we talked about the neighbor using the vacant lot as his personal dumping ground? Well, he decides to up the ante.
Okay, I'm both curious and scared to hear this. What could be worse than, well, you know.
He brings in the rats, live rats.
Wait, what? Rats? Like on purpose?
On purpose. It starts with cages of rats left on her driveway. A clear message that he's not backing down. But then he takes it a step further, releasing them into her yard while laughing maniacally.
This is some next level psychological warfare. It's like he's trying to break her down to instill fear and force her to abandon her own home. But why rats? I mean, There are plenty of other pests he could have chosen.
Rodents have long been associated with filth, disease, and chaos. They evoke visceral reactions of disgust and fear in many people. By introducing them into her environment, he's not only creating a physical nuisance, but also tapping into deep-seated primal fears. It's a way of saying, I can invade your space, disrupt your life, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's a truly disturbing escalation of the situation, and it speaks to a level of cruelty and a need for control that's just chilling. So what does our writer do? Does she finally call in the big guns?
She does. She contacts animal control, files more complaints with the city, and even consults a lawyer. She's trying every avenue available to her to stop this harassment. But here's the catch. Often, the legal system is ill-equipped to deal with these kinds of unconventional attacks.
You mean there's no law against releasing a horde of rats on your neighbor's property while laughing maniacally?
Unfortunately, not specifically. And that's where the frustration for victims of these types of neighbors really sets in. The authorities might recognize that something is wrong, that the neighbor's behavior is disturbing and unacceptable, but without clear violations of specific laws, their hands are often tied.
So she's stuck in a legal limbo, dealing with a neighbor whose actions are clearly intended to harass and intimidate her, but who's somehow managing to operate just within the boundaries of the law. That's a nightmare scenario.
It absolutely is. And this is where the emotional toll of these situations really becomes apparent. You're dealing with a constant sense of violation, a lack of safety in your own home, and the frustration of a system that doesn't seem to offer adequate protection.
It's enough to make anyone want to pack their bags and run.
And that's exactly what our writer does.
She moves, she gives up her home because of this crazy rat-loving neighbor.
She does. It's a heartbreaking decision, but one that many people in similar situations are forced to make. They reach a point where the emotional and psychological cost of staying becomes too high. They feel defeated, powerless, and the only way to reclaim some sense of peace is to remove themselves from the situation entirely.
It's a sad commentary on the power these types of individuals can wield over their victims. They can make you feel like a prisoner in your own home, forcing you to make unimaginable choices.
It's a loss of control on so many levels. And to add insult to injury, as our writer is driving away, she sees a new sign planted in the lot where the buckets and the rat cages used to be.
Oh no, don't tell me. It says, you'll be back.
It does. Two simple words, but they carry a chilling weight. It's a final act of intimidation, a reminder that even in her absence, he still holds a psychological grip on her.
That's just messed up. It's like he wants her to know that he won, that he drove her out of her own home.
It's a victory lap for him, a reinforcement of his sense of power and control. And for our writer, it leaves a lingering sense of unease, a shadow hanging over what should be a sense of relief and escape.
So we've got a neighbor from hell, buckets of waste, a rat infestation, a legal system that struggles to keep up, and a chilling final message that underscores the victim's powerlessness. This is heavy stuff. What do we do with all of this? Where do we even begin to unpack the complexities of this situation and find some glimmer of hope?
Well, let's start by acknowledging the immense courage it takes for victims of these situations to come forward and share their stories. It's often a lonely and isolating experience, and breaking the silence is a crucial step towards reclaiming power.
That's so important. It's a reminder that even in the darkest of situations, we're not alone. And it opens the door for a conversation about how to better understand these situations, how to support those affected, and how to find more effective solutions.
Exactly. And that's what we'll explore in the final part of this deep dive. We'll look at the psychology behind these behaviors, delve into the legal complexities, and discuss practical strategies for dealing with nightmare neighbors.
All right. We've just heard a story that's both unsettling and, sadly, not all that uncommon. It raises so many questions about how to identify, understand, and deal with those neighbors who go beyond just being a little quirky, a little annoying, and cross the line into truly harmful behavior. So where do we go from here? How can we empower ourselves and our communities to address these situations more effectively? That's the key question, isn't it? And it starts with awareness, recognizing the signs, understanding the psychology at play, and knowing what resources are available can make all the difference.
Okay, so let's talk warning signs. How can we distinguish between a harmless eccentric and someone who might pose a genuine threat to our well-being? I mean, is it all fun and games until they start leaving buckets of, well, you know, on our doorstep? Well, while that's certainly a strong indicator that something is amiss, it often starts much more subtly. One early warning sign is persistent boundary pushing. Think of that friend who always forgets their wallet when the check comes, but on a neighborly scale.
So borrowing things without returning them, showing up unannounced at all hours, making intrusive comments about your personal life, those kinds of things.
Exactly. It's about a pattern of disregard for your personal space and a sense of entitlement that disregards social norms.
Got it. Boundary issues. Check. What else should we be on the lookout for?
Another red flag is hypervigilance. Are they constantly watching your every move, seemingly overly invested in what you're doing on your own property? Do they make passive-aggressive comments or try to control your interactions with other neighbors?
So it's like they've appointed themselves the neighborhood watch, but with an extra dose of creepy.
Precisely. It often stems from a need to control their environment and the people in it, which can quickly become problematic.
Okay, boundary issues, hypervigilance.
Mm-hmm.
What else should we add to our nightmare neighbor bingo card?
Pay attention to their history. Have they had conflicts with previous neighbors, landlords, or even family members? This can be a strong indicator of a pattern of problematic behavior.
So a little neighborhood detective work is in order. Talk to other neighbors, get a sense of their reputation.
Exactly. Past behavior is often the best predictor of future behavior. And finally, trust your gut. If something feels off, if someone is making you feel uncomfortable, don't ignore those feelings.
Love that. Our intuition is a powerful tool. But what happens when, despite our best efforts to avoid it, we find ourselves face to face with a nightmare neighbor? What concrete steps can we take?
Well, we've touched on some key strategies. Meticulous documentation, building a strong support network within the community, and exploring legal avenues. But equally important is safeguarding your mental and emotional well-being throughout the ordeal.
I imagine that's easier said than done when you're dealing with someone who's actively trying to make your life miserable.
Absolutely, but it's crucial to remember that their behavior is a reflection of them, not you. Don't internalize their negativity. Focus on building a support system of friends, family, or even a therapist who can offer a listening ear and a healthy perspective.
That makes a lot of sense. Having people to talk to validate your experiences, and to remind you that you're not alone can be incredibly powerful.
It can be the difference between feeling overwhelmed and maintaining a sense of agency. And therapy, as you mentioned, can provide invaluable tools for processing emotions, developing coping mechanisms, and reclaiming a sense of control.
You know, it's fascinating how it keeps circling back to the importance of mental health. It seems to underpin so many of the challenges we face as individuals and as a society.
It truly does. And in these situations, recognizing the impact on our mental health, both for ourselves and for understanding those exhibiting problematic behaviors, is essential.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
First and foremost, remember that knowledge is power. The more we understand about these situations, the better equipped we'll be to navigate them. Secondly, don't underestimate the power of community. Connecting with your neighbors, building relationships, and presenting a united front can be incredibly effective in deterring and addressing problematic behavior.
It's like that old saying, it takes a village.
Right.
But in this case, it's about protecting the village from the one person who's trying to tear it down.
Exactly. And finally, never hesitate to seek help. Whether it's from law enforcement, legal professionals, therapists, or support groups, there are resources available to help you navigate these challenging situations.
This has been a truly insightful exploration of a topic that's often whispered about, but rarely discussed openly. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure. It's been a fascinating conversation.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has empowered you with knowledge, awareness, and a sense of hope. Remember, you're not alone. And there are ways to reclaim your peace of mind, even in the face of a nightmare neighbor. Stay vigilant, stay connected, and stay informed.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning, right?
Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 hours. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.